Okay, so one last talk, and we talk a lot about the future and stuff, and obviously I'm a little older than some people, so I'm not going to be here for a long time in the future, and we need to train people in the future to tackle some of these questions that we haven't taken care of ourselves. So one of the things that is nice about being at UCLA is we get lots of students who are interested in being in the lab, and so we have them come in. And they basically can do one of several things. They can be an internship, just learning what goes on in the laboratory. And they can also come in more actively and do their own projects. A little, well, at least a portion of a small project usually takes them at least 2 years to do that. So we get them to commit early on in their undergraduate or medical student career. And we get people from a neighboring Loyola Marymount University to come in as a in-student internship program. And so I asked Claire, who's the director of PHLBI, to just talk to us about that resource. I think that's one of the more rewarding things that I have when I'm in the lab is working with the students and having them start to think problems through and actually help and see how they and start to enjoy learning about science and how to do research. So, Claire. Oh, by the way, so this about Claire. I kind of stole her from the Leukemia Society because she was originally working for them, and I was seeing her, and she would kept telling me how hard they were working. And I said, "Well, come over to us, and we'll help you work a little bit less often." But she's worked just as hard for us.
Thank you very much, Dr. Cameron. It's really hard getting up here after all these brilliant minds today, so I'll try to make the next few minutes a little bit interesting for you. So as Dr. Cameron said, my name is Claire Cameron. I'm the Executive Director of the Pacific Heart, Lung and Blood. And today's topic is Resources for Research, the Student Internship Program. But first of all, for those who don't know who we are, the Pacific Heart, Lung and Blood Institute is a 501c3 nonprofit founded in 2002 and modeled on the National Institutes of Heart, Lung, and Blood. And you can see there that we have a division for heart, for lung, and for blood. And under the Pacific Lung falls the Pacific Mesothelioma Center and the Pacific Thymus Center. We support two labs. We have a lab at UCLA, the Punch Lab, and a second lab on Santa Monica Boulevard. And Dr. Cameron is one of our scientific advisors. So the mission of the Pacific Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute is to develop early stage research into effective treatments for diseases of the chest. And malignant pleural mesothelioma is a disease of the chest. So just this one, I know you've had this slide up several times today, but just to say that it's brought to you by the Pacific Meso Center in conjunction with the CME Office of the Continuing Medical Education of the David Geffen School of Medicine. I'd really like to say we're so grateful to our sponsors, but we're incredibly grateful to our brilliant speakers who've come from all over the world, from Australia, from Italy, Hawaii, Florida, Maryland, and Vermont. Thank you very much indeed. And Washington, D.C., of course. Sorry, Dr. Schrump. Okay, so we're pleased this year to report that we received $1 million in a grant from an anonymous donor, and that enabled us to hire two world-class scientists, and they started with us last month. Masahide Tony is a director of research and senior research scientist. He received his PhD at Tohoku University in Japan. His wife, Yukiki Tony, is a senior research scientist, and she received her degree at Tokyo Metropolitan University in Japan. Both scientists have worked at Cambridge University, Oxford University, UPenn, and Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. At Oxford, UPenn, and Cedars-Sinai, they worked in gene expression of FOXP3 in regulatory T cells, TREG, which play important roles in suppressing the anti-tumor immunity in cancer patients, resulting in increasing cancer cell survivability. We received $100,000 pro bono in legal fees from the law offices of Wilson, Sassoni, Goodridge, and Rosati, which enabled us to file a patent in June this year for our mesenchymal stem cell research project, and Masa and Yuki will continue with that research. So last year, we received over 250 applicants from students wanting to work in our lab, and we could only accommodate less than a dozen. So that level of demand clearly shows the students think it's worthwhile. PHLBI provides undergraduate student interns from nearby colleges, UCLA and LMU, early career training and mentorship in medical research. Our interns are given hands-on educational opportunities that are difficult to obtain at their host universities as undergraduate students. At PHLBI, our interns have the unique opportunity to gain real-world experience and fill meaningful roles in medical research at a young age. In return, PHLBI's core mission of conducting cancer research helps us meet our mission. And this program is funded in part by grants that we receive, and we received very recently a $20,000 grant from the Samuelson Foundation for our student internship program. So the students who have individual projects also help us with our tissue bank. Our tissue bank received IRB approval in 2015 with the purpose of collecting health information and tissue samples from participants who wish to donate their tissue for future research at PHLBI. And we share that tissue with UCLA. Both normal and disease tissue samples are collected and placed into a database maintained at PHLBI. And this is where our students are a valuable asset to us, because the students assist with handling and processing human tissue, blood and urine specimens collected from patients undergoing treatment at UCLA. So the new student will initially be trained by more experienced students already working in the lab. Once the new student becomes familiar with lab protocols and have completed their safety lab training, he/she will operate with minimal supervision. The UCLA students do not get paid, but work for academic credit, the Student Research Program, or SRP. They work approximately 10 to 20 hours a week, primarily during late afternoons and early evenings, with the heaviest workloads on Mondays and Thursdays, which is when Dr. Cameron does his surgeries and there is tissue to process. They're also expected to attend our weekly research meetings, which rotate between the VA and PHLBI, and they are given the opportunity to present the projects they are working on to the group. We have four students from LMU who receive a stipend from a financial aid reward program. So we started this program with a very special young man called Stephen Cheng. Stephen took a gap year in his third year of medical school and worked very hard for us that year. He recently graduated from the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA and is now a medical resident. During his time in the lab, Stephen had a major role in developing the protocols for our tissue specimen repository. The inventory of specimens are managed with the use of Corti, a free program that is easy to use, allowing access from any computer or mobile device with a connection to the internet. It allows for easy organization and storage of specimens that can be tracked between both the Punch Lab and the lab at UCLA. And the program allows for one to quickly be able to sort through a vast collection of specimen types to find a particular sample of interest, and you can even track which wells the cells are in. So another project Stephen led was the optimization of culturing three-dimensional human tumor cell models to be used as an experimental test system to rapidly evaluate the effects of cryoablation to treat isolated mesothelioma nodules. Stephen performed a pilot research program on this existing test tube draining devices, which are utilized in nearly all hospitals today, with the goal of making novel improvements and fabricating a 3D printed prototype that may one day improve the way surgeons can more accurately monitor post-operative recovery and optimize the timing of chest tube removals. So another project Stephen led was the optimization of culturing three-dimensional human tumor cell models to be used as an experimental test system to rapidly evaluate the effects of cryoablation to treat isolated mesothelioma nodules. This is taken from a poster that Stephen presented. the experimental studies demonstrate promising results on the potential for cryotherapy as an adjuvant modality for initial treatments as well as treatments in cases of recurrence. With the eventual goal of developing a cryoablative device that can safely and effectively treat the large surface areas that mesothelioma often invades within the chest cavity. A while back, we provided support to Dr. Warren Grunfest at the bioengineering department at UCLA and his capstone students to develop a cryotherapy system designed to improve the outcomes of surgical treatment of mesothelioma. We invested in a thermal camera, which was used to improve the cryosprayer design, with the understanding on how small changes in the outlet can affect the function of the device. There are several other devices on the market, but they have neither the volume nor the control for our purposes. They're really designed for cryoablation of small tumors and not for the instant flash freezing of the pleural cavity. This device can actually freeze up to minus 40 just after 40 seconds. So two UCLA students, Michael and Karen, are working on the early stages of developing a multicellular spheroid that can effectively be used as a tumor model for subsequent stem cell immunotherapeutic experiments. In developing a multicellular spheroid, PHLBI can conduct a very high volume of experiments involving the genetic modification of stem cells in slightly different ways, which will bring us one step closer to identifying the most effective treatments. This is a novel way to screen many variations in the use of treatments, such as immunotherapy for cancers, that are virtually impossible to treat otherwise. There's so many different combinations of immunotherapy drugs, and we still don't know how to figure the best options. Applying this basic concept to a spheroid that more closely mimics the tumor environment inside of a human being, the development of a multicellular spheroid will be a cheaper, faster, and much better than doing animal testing. This could potentially add data to our mesenchymal stem cell research project. And we're very, very excited about this project because it's going to be a big one for us. And this is just the taste of the sort of things that we can achieve with this program. We have incredibly exciting projects in the pipeline for 2018, from stem cells to actively monitoring Fitbits on patients to growing multicellular cells. And here's what three students had to say about the program. Tanya: by working in the lab with live tissue obtained from patient surgeries, I have come to understand how closely research and clinical treatments are linked. The findings obtained from an experiment in the lab can directly provide knowledge required for the development of clinical treatments, which is incredibly exciting. I find fulfillment in knowing that my daily work with cell cultures could contribute not only to the general body of scientific knowledge, but also someday to improving patients' lives. Min said, as an intern at Pacific Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, I have learned how to apply my textbook knowledge to real experiments. Under the guidance of their scientists and Dr. Cameron, I'm able to design, conduct, and analyze experiments that track cell growth and viability with the addition of different interleukins. I'm very thankful to be able to participate in research that can potentially help so many patients and their families. And Blair: working at PHLBI was my first exposure to research that has pushed me to pursue a career in academic medicine, from processing tissue specimen to growing and modifying mesenchymal stem cell lines to conducting clinical research. I've been able to see the small incremental steps necessary for answering a research question and have grown to appreciate what it takes to advance medicine by actually getting to do it. PHLBI has given me a glimpse into the challenges and rewards of advocating for patients at every step in the process of their career. And in conclusion, we're really in a unique position in helping these young undergraduate students work in a lab with human tissue. The experience may help them realize what they want to do with their careers, whether it be in the sciences, a surgeon, a doctor, a PA, or nursing. Their experience in the lab will teach them how to hone leadership and teamwork skills as they collaborate with others. They can bring fresh ideas and perspectives to our team, and they can produce publications for our lab. And importantly, the research process assists students in developing skills which they will use throughout their lives. Participating in research teaches students how to communicate with their ideas and how to analyze and critique the work of others. Thank you.